It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Okay, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being with us. You can always download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback, former University of Utah great, always with us on the show. Scott, how are things going today, bro?
You know, they're rolling just fine, thank you, Alex.
Until you had to start doing the show.
No, I love doing our show.
Yeah, we interrupted.
Every night.
We interrupted whatever was going on.
It was a little bit of sleep. Okay. All right. I was kind of sleeping. I had a nice nap.
Shea Mitchell.
Late this afternoon. It's like, wow, I got to get up and talk on the radio. Okay, let's do it.
I just love the idea of Shea Mitchell. Shea. So let's get into some things here. I want to talk a little bit about the idea that with this, everything's up in the air. Rules are out the window this year. We've totally thrown out a lot of the rules when it comes to what we can do for players eligibility-wise at the college level. We're trying to figure this out. If you've missed your whole season, they're granting eligibility for these spring, you know, sports. Obviously, winter with basketball, that missed out because those guys were able to play, you know, 5/6 of their season or whatever. And so to grant eligibility, that'd be hard. As we approach the college football season, some states are going to be ready to play and some are not. Famously, California is one of those states that will be probably last to sign up to get people going when it comes to playing sports. This was brought up on ESPN this week, and I thought this was interesting because this conversation that they had, Paul Feinbaum got in on it, former linebacker at Ohio State, Bobby Carpenter, got involved, and they were asked about what this kind of looks like when the NCAA will likely start granting these one-time, no-strings-attached transfers. If they end up doing that, certainly players are going to fight for it, and the NCAA might fight against it. But what would that look like for the Pac-12? Here's what he had to say.
I think it's free agency, Greeny, and I think it's probably already going on. If you're sitting down there at Clemson or Alabama or Florida or Georgia or Michigan, and you're thinking, I've got a shot at picking off some of the better players in the country, you are going to do it. And it's not like the Pac-12 was healthy anyway. I mean, this program is already a mess. It barely shows up on the radar screen. Last year, Oregon and Utah had a shot, and they both lost late in the season. I think they've only been to the college football playoff twice. So this is a conference that really can't afford to miss this season. But right now, based on what everyone's saying, they're in big danger, and players exiting is the worst possible thing.
Bob, so there's yeah, you have that.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with this statement at all. Because Clemson, Alabama, some of these schools, Michigan, they don't have to go through the transfer portal to find players.
They can already get four.
They already have all the players. They don't need players. That's BS. And you know what? They don't have the scholarships available for these players. So what? You go. Well, I got a three star guy here with a scholarship. I'm going to cut him to make room for a four star guy at USC. It's not going to happen. Where I'm telling you, where it will actually happen more than anywhere could be at some of maybe it's the Big 12. Maybe it's part of the Pac-12. Maybe it's a school like Utah. BYU has made this part of their recruiting. So BYU every year goes, we're going to leave out a scholarship, 2, 3, maybe 4, and see what happens with this transfer
maybe
portal.
Maybe at each skill position they look for a couple of guys here and there, yeah.
I mean, 2 or 3 guys at BYU that are legit guys.
They make a difference.
Changes everything at BYU.
Tyson Williams by himself in that Tennessee game literally pushed his way into that a historic win for BYU. And before he got hurt against Washington, I mean, this kid was on his way. But The question then becomes, too, if you're not able to play in California, you're just going to want to ditch your situation anyway. And what about being able to go? I think Utah could benefit from guys who, when Utah was number two or three on their list, and instead they played at Cal right. or instead they played at USC, they'll go to Utah instead because they're like, well, I'm just going to go somewhere where we're actually playing games. If the Pac-12 bags the whole season as a conference and other conferences don't, I don't see how you wouldn't see a massive jumping of ship by all these players, too. There would absolutely be a, look, I know you're making this decision as a conference and as a state and as you know, health officials, you're trying to make the best decision possible, but there are still some pretty self-centered 4- and 5-star recruits or even really, really good recruits that are juniors going into. I look at guys who have the possibility to become pro in the next year or two, and they say, I'm going somewhere to play immediately. I don't care if it's North Texas. What you'll see, I think, instead of guys going, I think you're exactly right, Scott. Michigan's not going to get a bunch of USC guys or Ohio State. You're going to see that very rarely, maybe. But what you will see is that guy who was an amazing defensive end at USC playing at North Texas, at Louisiana Tech.
A lot of the, yeah.
That's the kind of place where they might be able to find some place to land.
Joe Burrow, I think, is the poster child for staying another year, going to a place where you get an opportunity to play. And so these players are going to go, look, I got to play. If I came back for my senior year and I wanted to get better, I've got to play. So there's no question. You're one of these older players. You're just like, look what happened to Joe Burrow. He wasn't that good as a junior. And then his last year, he really blossomed and really changed as a player and really grew as a player. And it was immensely valuable to him. And all these players, and they're going to go around and they're going to say, where is the place that I potentially can play, but I can also develop my skills? And Utah, you look at what they've done with all the players they put into the draft this year. I mean, they're in a good position, but so is BYU. I mean, really, any of these schools, you just have to play, Alex. You know, no one said, oh, yeah, LSU is just it's a magnet for great quarterback play. And
it's never really been that case, right?
No, and so there was just kind of the right situation at the right time, and these players who are really good get in the right situation, and it can really, really change things for them in a hurry. But I'll tell you what's, you know, it's not just college football. It's like high school football. I was seeing some text messages and some these kids from California who are that want to go to college. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to get to play, and it's like, and there's this, you know, these kids are going, I'm going to go to Arizona. I'm going to go to Utah and go play at, you know, any high, you know, I don't know, Bingham High School.
But what if there's no place for them to play this year in the Pac-12 and they're a recruit? What should they be allowed to do? Should they be allowed to just pack up and say, nah, I'm going to play at Montana this year. I'm going to go play at Weber State.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you can't.
You can't tell these kids they can't.
There's no way that you can say, hey, sorry, you know, we shut down the whole entire sports program in the state of California, the largest state in the country, the state that manufactures more recruits and more talent, I mean, than any state in the country. Everyone recruits in California. Everybody recruits in California. And you, I mean, you are going to just like turn the faucet off. It's not so much that these guys are going to go to, you know, Alabama or whatever. It's just, it could have tragic consequences. I don't see how these players that go to these California schools or these California kids that are trying to go to college or any of this stuff, it's gonna really put major stress on some of these programs that are halfway decent.
Let me ask you this: these guys at Utah, they've been amazing at recruiting and bringing in amazing talent. You know, considering that it's Utah
right. and from California
and from the state of California, from Florida. You know, they're picking out some of the biggest states and they're bringing guys in. What do you tell guys? How do you keep – part of that recruiting is keeping them there. What do you tell guys?
Utah has the best story in the world. Are you kidding?
What is it?
They have better than the best story in the world.
You got to sit out for this year, but be patient with us. How do you convince these guys?
I'm assuming that these guys can't – that they actually can come in and play right away. Utah's pulling kids from big-time programs, and they're saying, look – you know, we have competed for the Pac-12 championship the last 2 years. There's nothing to say we can't continue to do that. these kids leaving California, we're gonna have all the talent may end up in Utah. I mean, really, the players, the coaches, they go, yeah, you come here and look at all the guys we put in the draft this year, and you could be one of those players. You can come in and you can start immediately.
Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we got more to go on the program. You don't want to miss anything. If you have missed any part of the show, download the podcast, go back, listen to some of these again. We've got more to talk about right here. Stay with us on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.